going on, Bulls fans? This is Andrew Perez, Pro Bull, the class of 2018, and you're tuned in to the It's Bruin podcast. Go Bulls.
You have to understand those who came before you. You can't just play for me.
Payoff pitch. Brutcher pulls it. Deep to right field. And this game is tied.
Every day is to make the university extremely proud, to make our alumni extremely proud of what we're doing in the program. Culture and work ethic and all of those things, those are living, breathing things.
Are you kidding me?
This is ripped, the first Hogan, and there is your game winner. The South Florida Bulls can celebrate. They are headed to the Super Regionals for the first time in school history.
If you don't have the expectation of getting to Omaha and playing well in Omaha, you probably shouldn't be coaching Division I baseball.
How's it going, everybody? And welcome to this edition of It's Bruin at McEwen, a USF baseball podcast. As you all know, my name is John Kaplan, and I am joined today by my co-host, Matthew Giardino. Today, we have a very special guest joining us, Brad Lord. Brad has strong ties to USF baseball, where he played for 2 years after starting his collegiate career in junior college. During his time at USF, he made a significant impact, helping the Bulls make their first ever Super Regional. In his tenure at USF, Brad made 24 starts over 2 years, throwing an impressive 124 innings. His talent and hard work did not go unnoticed as he was drafted in the 18th round by the Washington Nationals in the 2022 MLB Draft. Currently making waves in the minor leagues, he has one of the top five lowest ERAs in all of the minor league baseball at 2.11, has a 10-2 record, and has thrown 111 innings over 20 starts. He's currently with AAA Rochester, ranked as the number 30 overall prospect with the Washington Nationals organization. We're thrilled to have him on here to share his journey, insights, and experience. Brad, welcome to the show. Man, give us all the tea. How you doing? How are the parents and the rest of the family doing, man?
First off, man, just want to thank you guys for getting me on the show. I know it's been a while since I've been on the channel, but it's good to be back and good to hear from you guys again. Everyone's doing great. You know, my parents, they just left. They came up here to visit me and my fiance for the weekend. So they actually just flew out today back to Florida. And everybody's doing good. Me and the fiance are wedding planning and all that. So got that going and baseball's going good. So everything's been great.
Yeah, that actually, you're reading my mind here. We heard you guys had a wedding coming up. On that note, from all of us at Bruin, congratulations, buddy. When's the date for that? Where's it going to be at?
Thank you. So it's going to be outside of Tampa in Sefner. It's December 6th of this year. So it's coming up pretty fast now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's a little bit less than a month away from my brother who's getting married on.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Where at?
He's going to get married at the Ritz-Carlton in Sarasota.
Ooh, that'll be fun. That'll be a good time.
For sure. Awesome.
Well, that's incredible, man. I'm going to go ahead and kick it to Matt for a little bit of a reflection on your time at USF. Matt?
Yeah, kind of just to get started, reflecting on your time at USF. What were some of your best memories? I know there was a ton of them. A lot of success, you know, on the mound and, you know, even in tournaments and stuff like that. But to you, what were your best moments there?
Gosh, there's a lot of good moments there. We had an awesome team both years and bunch of good guys. Definitely just the memories of everyday practice, you know, showing up early morning weights, and those are the ones that always stick with you. I guess one of my favorite memories would be definitely winning the conference championship and then winning the Gainesville Regional. Those were, I mean, you can't beat that. Those were two of the, and especially doing it for the first time in school history, it was something special.
Yeah, and you contributed a lot, especially in that conference tournament in the semifinal. I believe you pitched six innings, shut out ball, and that's what got us ultimately into that game where we eked out a win against UCF.
It was I still remember that game. I have some old videos that I forget. I can't remember who had taken them, but videos of me pitching that game, and it was still fun to go back and reflect on it.
Yeah, it's funny with that tournament. I remember the weather was really sketchy. I think you guys may have had a game that was rescheduled and stuff like that, but
I think it was actually the game that I pitched. It was a rain delay and pushed back. I remember it was like a 8 or 9 o'clock start that night. It was a late start.
yeah, that's crazy. I remember my brother and I we came to every single one of those conference tournament games that year. It was a lot of fun. Awesome. Well, so yeah, moving on to the next part, from your playing days in Tampa, who are your closest teammates and who do you still keep in touch with today? I know you play JUCO ball with Devin Hemenway, and kind of talk about maybe that as well as, did that impact your decision to go to USF at all?
I still keep in touch with a lot of my old teammates from USF. My roommates Alex Lozado, Jared Eaton, and then Logan Lyle, Kirk Green, Jaziak. We all still keep in touch pretty regularly. Play PlayStation a lot together, and Alex is actually he's going to be one of the groomsmen in my wedding, so I'm pretty pumped about that. But yeah, we all still keep in touch. It's a pretty close circle.
Awesome. And what game are you guys playing right now? Madden? Or not Madden, NCAA?
I haven't got the new NCAA yet. We usually if we all get on, we all play like Fortnite together or something like that. I haven't got the new game. I have seen a couple of them playing it so far, so I'm excited. I want to get it and try it out and see what it's like.
For sure. I had the opportunity to play it last weekend with a buddy of mine, and it's a really good game for sure. And
Especially being able
are
to
you?
pick your college team and all that stuff.
Yeah,
It'd be pretty
exactly.
fun.
Definitely. And are you pretty good at Fortnite?
I don't know if I'd say pretty good. I usually get carried by the other guys, so just on there for fun.
I played it a few times, and it's a really tough game, especially going up against a bunch of 10-year-olds and kids that have played all along.
Yeah, you usually don't stand a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Also, awesome. Yeah, going on to the next question here. What skills did you pick up during your time at USF, and that have been crucial in your success and in your professional career? And it's funny, it seemed like the other day when I was watching your start, it seemed like you may have added some pitches to your pitch mix. Has that developed at all as well?
My definitely since I've gotten to pro ball, I've kind of added not necessarily added any pitches, but really defined like how I use like all my different my arsenal and stuff. But definitely like the main thing that like took away from USF, Billy Moll and Carson Whitson were my coaches when I was there, and they really drove in the fact of work ethic and, show up every day and give it your all. And, that's the only way you're going to succeed in this game because, it has a way of, figuring out if you're not giving 100% and it'll kick you down. So they definitely just that aspect of it, really the mental side, just learning how to attack hitters and stuff and just being relentless on the mound. Then once I got to pro ball, it was really like learning how to, I guess, necessarily refine my pitches and like know how they move and like where to use them in the zone. So that's definitely, I feel like what's taken off the most, using my four seam fastball more, even though I have a really good sinker, and then just, sharpening up the changeup and slider and keeping that where it's where it's at. Trying to think of anything else. Yeah. Oh, one more thing. So when I first got into pro ball, my pitching coach in Fredericksburg was actually my. We figured out that we were, I think, third or fourth cousins. So his name is Justin Lord. So it was cool to meet a family member, and so he was my pitching coach, and we actually made a lot of like mechanical adjustments as far as like just being smoother and allowing my arm to just work freely. And you know, that's kind of where I started seeing everything like tick up.
Yeah, I noticed I think you struck out somebody the other day on sinker, which was extremely sharp, especially when I watched you the other day. But no, it's super interesting, and that's such a coincidence too to have a distant cousin as
I know. Yeah, it was an awesome surprise. You know, we still keep in touch, and it's been great having him as a resource and lots of knowledge. So it's been great.
Yeah, it's funny. I guess baseball runs in your guys' gene pool or something.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm the first one to play college out of my like immediate family. You know, my dad didn't play baseball or anything like that. My brother, he played he played up until high school, and so you know. But I was the first one to take it to college, but. I think Justin had played at FSU. I forget what years it was, but you know, it's cool seeing that aspect of it from him.
Definitely. That's awesome. Well, I'm going to be moving on to the next part here. Kind of relates to, you know, getting drafted, going back a little bit. Obviously we just talked about your pro ball experience a little bit, but take me back to that day getting drafted. You know, was that something that you were expecting, or was it kind of a surprise to you? And what was that moment like for you and your family?
Yeah, it was it's a dream come true. It's a surreal experience. And to be honest, I wasn't expecting a whole lot leading into the draft. You know, I'd had a few phone calls from a couple different teams, and nobody really saying, you know, we're going to pick you and all that. So I had some job interviews lined up and started looking at careers and all that. And so wasn't really expecting a whole bunch. But so my now fiance, she drove up to visit me and my family in Crawfordville for the draft. And my whole family, we were over at my sister's house watching it, and we had been watching every single day of it. I mean, is as long as they aired it, we were watching. And so it was getting down to, you know, the later rounds, and 18th round, or I think it was like right at the end of the 17th round, my mom had looked on her phone, and the draft tracker app on, or the draft tracker on Twitter, it was like a few minutes ahead of the TV. So all of a sudden I hear her just scream, and we're all like, you know, looking around like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ruin it. And then like a minute, 2 minutes later, my name rolls across the screen, and the Nationals called me immediately after and said that they had picked me, and was wanting to know if I was willing to accept it. And I was like, man, all I need was an opportunity. So I couldn't be more excited. It was one of the greatest moments.
I'll say that whoever the scout was that decided to draft you was, you know, looking back at it, you know, I would say that guy's a genius, because
I would say so too.
You've proved all the doubters wrong, and you know, it's shown in the success that you've had so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah. The next question I got for you is, you know, reflecting on your first season, you know, what were your initial impressions of pro ball, and how did you adjust to the new level of baseball?
Yeah. So Going into, I mean, obviously, it's a double the amount of games that you play in college. So it's mentally preparing for that long of a season. And but going into it, it was full of excitement and, wondering, all right, what's going to be different? What's going to be new and all this stuff? I'm just excited to learn and get the opportunity to pitch at the professional level. And, I think the biggest adjustment was like learning how to take care of your body throughout the whole season, because 130 games in the minor leagues, that's a lot, and it's a lot of wear and tear on your body. So it was took a while to figure out how to properly manage your workout routines, your throwing routines, and days off. And so, that was the biggest adjustment coming into pro ball.
I think that's something that a lot of young players can learn from is how to take care of your body. And what were some of the main differences that you found out when you went to pro ball compared to maybe some of the lower levels that you've played at throughout your life?
I mean, definitely with the, if it's listening to your body, if something is been like nagging you, you got some sore muscles and all that stuff, it's you immediately want to jump on it and go get some treatment done in the training room, and let your strength coach know and let your pitching coach know, to then they can kind of alter, all right, hey, maybe he's a little sore today, so we're going to alter the throwing, like maybe when he throws or something like that. So you kind of learn to just listen to your body. If it's super sore, just give it a break. So
is there anything different that you've incorporated in your routine, your exercise routine, your stretching, anything like that that's been new?
I definitely, once I got to pro ball, we have a lot more time to kill. Our days are pretty long, so finding something to fill the time. And I really, really got into like mobility and stretching routines, for hour 15 minutes before I throw every day. I'm rolling out, doing soft tissue work. And I feel like that's what really keeps you healthy, is having the loose muscles and like working on the soft tissue. It just keeps everything flowing, everything loose, and you avoid injury when you're like that. So I definitely say that was the like big thing I've added, like something different.
That's to all the young baseball players out there, keep your soft tissue loose. And
using the massage gun, the lacrosse ball, and hit every muscle. It really does make a difference.
That's awesome. Well, cool. I'm going to be wrapping up my segment here. And, the last part here, I really appreciate you answering all my questions, Brad. It's been really awesome catching up with you again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been great.
The last thing I got here was, how have professional coaches and top-notch facilities influence your development, and what specific lessons or experiences have been the most significant in your growth?
I'd say the most significant lessons, like from in my growth, has really been just, taking advantage of the knowledge that's around you. All the coaches they've played a lot of baseball. They've watched a lot of baseball games, and they're very smart people. So really just talking to them and figuring out, hey, like this is what works and this is what doesn't. And especially, figuring out like where to throw all my pitches, that was the starting point of everything. And they know better. They can just look at the way your ball moves and be like, hey, you need to throw it to these zones right here. So, that's kind of the biggest lesson from them, is just soaking up all the knowledge and then just putting it to use.
Awesome. No, that makes total sense. And I don't want to throw off the conversation too much into like a, another direction, but
Oh, no problem.
you talked about the coaches mentioned like where you should be throwing the ball and things like that. How different are the scouting reports for hitters at the minor league level compared to in college?
Yeah, so every week you have a meeting and with as a whole pitching staff with all the video analytics guys and pitching coaches, and you sit down and you go through each batter and you have like the heat maps, the hot and cold zones of what they do with every pitch, every type of pitch. And you kind of see, all right, this guy doesn't hit fastballs in this part of the zone, or this guy's swing and misses a lot on, changeups over sliders. So, the scouting reports are very detailed, and you study that like day in, day out, but preparing for your start. And when you get go out there, like, oh, yep, I remember that guy. This is what I need to throw to him. So, they're very, very detailed scouting reports.
Almost like a football and defense and football preparing for that's really cool. Awesome. That's pretty much all the questions that I have, but I'm gonna kick it off here to John, and he's got a few more for you.
All right, sweet.
Awesome. So yeah, I wanted to talk about a little bit about the season that you're having this year. After having a solid pro debut in 2023, in which you threw 104 and two thirds innings to a 4.04 ERA. You made it to high A ball. You've now taken another step forward in 2024, going from double A to triple A. And you have one of the best ERAs in all of the MILB, as we mentioned earlier. Can you talk about your development? What would you say has improved the most for you?
What's improved the most for me this year has definitely been my off-speed development, like my changeup and my slider. I feel like that's really came along this year, because last year, I've always had a good fastball, always got weak contact, and then swing and miss and all that with it. So I needed something else to go with it, and this year it really took off. I was able to just, like, days I didn't have my fastball, I would have my changeup and my slider, and I could keep hitters off balance just enough just to get through it. So that's been the biggest helper this year. It's kind of been the difference.
That's awesome. So without, without repeating yourself too much from some of the stuff that Matt asked you earlier, what would you say has been like the biggest step in your improvement from your rookie year to your sophomore year? Because there's definitely been like a huge jump in performance.
So I'll just touch on what I like said with the first off, it was my actual like development of my pitches, but then the mental side of the game, the higher level, the higher you go, the harder it is to get hitters out. So I mean, you really have to sharpen the mental aspect of the game, studying scouting reports and watching hitters, learning how to read swings, like mid at bat, like, all right, well, he took a horrible swing at this changeup. All right, well, I know I can either go back to that or go to something else. So, the mental aspect was another huge component of my success this year.
A name you're probably very familiar with. I heard Paul Skenes actually talk a little bit about something kind of similar to that, not wasting a pitch and, using your mistakes to your advantage and like really building off of every single pitch, to round off your performance. So that's super interesting. With baseball being so mental, that makes so much sense. So what advice would you give to a pitcher who wants to make big improvements or make the strides, take the strides that you've taken, over the past year or two?
I would say to a young pitcher, really, like, obviously, get in contact with a good pitching coach or somebody that you really trust and you can work with on a consistent basis, and really, like, learn the way your body moves, learn the way that like that you throw the ball and how it comes out your hand and what it does. You know, that tells you a lot of how you need to throw your pitches and where you need to throw them in the zone. That's kind of been the biggest improvement for me when I really bought into that. So, you know, that's something I wish I could have figured out when I was younger in my career, you know. And so I feel like as a young pitcher, that's something that, you know, you could really buy into, and it would improve your game.
So basically really just, you know, feeling out your mechanics and becoming a student of yourself essentially, and also having a coach that you can really have like great rapport with. You know, you got to trust yourself and trust your coach 100%.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah, that's spot on.
I love that. So on that note, who would you say has been your biggest influence at the professional level? Dude, that blew my mind about the story about your cousin. I had a really hard time not chiming in there, but would you say that it's been your cousin Justin, or does somebody else come to mind? Is it hard to narrow it down?
Yeah, it's obviously Justin's been it. He was a huge influence, you know, my first pitching coach at like affiliate ball in Fredericksburg. But, you know, every single pitching coach that I've had, you know, at every team has been like just as influential. You know, every coach has something new to offer and a new way to look at the game and like how to teach guys certain aspects of it. So, you know, it's kind of hard to narrow it down because you can kind of take aspects and key points away from every person.
I like that a lot. That's good perspective. You know, everybody brings kind of a different piece to the pie. And as long as you take the most from every experience, I mean, you're just going to reach your fullest potential. I love that.
Yeah.
So I did have just a few off the rip questions for you, man. Being, you know, you're on our, you know, USF Hall of Fame, obviously. So I'm sure you're paying attention to what's going on with us currently. What are your thoughts on the state of USF athletics? You know, we've got a three-headed monster at the helm in football, basketball, and baseball. What do you think of the hire of Coach Mitch Hanna's and the roster and staff he's putting together?
You know, I mean, I'm extremely excited to see, you know, the roster that he assembles and get to see him watch him or get to see him play in the spring, you know, watch all the games. I'm very excited to see that. And I look forward to meeting all the new staff, you know, cause I live in Bradenton during the off season. And last year I would come up to USF and me, Jayziak, Kirkring and Lyle, we would always work out and throw at USF. So, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting everyone in person and, this off season.
Dude, what I would do to be a fly in that stadium when all those names are just getting together and chopping it up and throwing it around, man. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. It is great times, you know, reflecting a lot of reflecting on memories and, you know, jabs at each other. It's awesome.
That's so cool, dude. So, in your opinion, you know, with the above mentioned, what would you say that a successful season looks like for our new head coach in his first season?
You know, I mean, I would say, you know, winning 30, 35 games. I feel like that's a pretty successful season. You know, that puts you in a good spot for regionals and stuff like that. So I feel like that would be a good thing to look back on at the end of the year and be like, all right, you know what, we accomplished this. This is how we did it and all that.
Yeah, no, that's steep. And I love that. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the podcast that he was on, but you know, he's got a huge track record and I think he's made the NCAA tournament in four of his last six seasons at Indiana State.
Yeah, he's had a very good record. Yeah, you know, I'm excited to see that carry over.
And he touched a lot on, you know, how to build a culture, you know, on the fly as a new coach, you know.
Yeah.
So my question for you is, What cultural components from your time at USF would you like to see stick in this new era of USF baseball?
I would see our culture. We were really big on, you know, becoming a family, like, 'cause that's your family. You spend, you know, however, what is it? 7 months out of the year, 6 months out of the year, you know, with these people every single day. I feel like that's something that you have to carry over, is the family aspect, becoming, you know, just come together as a team. And, you know, you win a lot of ball games when you're playing for each other and you're pulling for your teammates. That was the big culture of, you know, when I was there.
Yeah. In all the interviews that we've had, I would say that the culture has been a huge sticking point for, you know, why players chose and stayed at USF, you know, so that's huge. Yeah. And Coach Hanna said, you know, having everybody on the same island, you know, yeah, which I really loved. I just really love his mindset, and everything that you're saying is really kind of, you know, hand in hand with what he's trying to build, which really fires me up.
Yeah.
And lastly, you know, I'm a big baseball card collector, you know, and as an avid fan of the game, I gotta know, your organization is absolutely loaded with young talent. So yeah, outside of himself, of course, you know, shoot us a few names that you see being a face of the franchise moving forward.
You know, obviously James Wood, he just got called up Electric. To the big leagues. Yeah, yeah, he's been, I mean, him, Dylan Cruz, Brady House, you know, those are the big time prospects. And, you know, I feel like those are the future faces of the franchise. And, you know, they're great people, awesome people. And it's awesome being on their team.
Yeah, to say that I'm envious, you know, it would be putting it very lightly.
Yeah. And but, you know, I will add too that Brady House is a big card collector too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm starting to get into it. So when I got to Rochester, I kind of got into cards. You know, I bought a few packs here and there, and I'm starting to build a collection. Just take my time with it.
Let me know, dude. I will send you whatever you need. I've got about 15,000 cards in my house that I have. If I bring any more in, my wife's gonna kill me. So let me know who you're gravitating towards, and I will send you a nice little care package.
Oh, so I might have to take you up on that. Build a good foundation.
Bet.
I was gonna say, Brad, if you ask me, I think you'd be one of the future faces of the franchise too. So you got to throw yourself in there.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'll put myself in there too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Brad, I think that's about all we have for you, man. I can't begin to express how grateful we are for you sharing your time with us today. We wish you the best of luck on the rest of your season, you know, and your future wedding.
And
we look forward to seeing you continue to grow in your very young professional career, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I can't thank you guys enough for having me on tonight. You know, it's been a blast catching up and, you know, sharing some knowledge and just getting to see some familiar faces again. So, you know, it's great that y'all had me on tonight. I'm thankful for that.
Well, you know this, bro. At Bruin, every day is the day of the Lord. So,
oh yeah, oh yeah,
we're blessed. Believe yeah. that, man.
Say hi to Jenny and Joey for us too.
Oh yeah, I will. I will. I'll shoot them a text. They should be landing off the plane here soon. So I'll tell them y'all said what's up.
Awesome. Nice, brother. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your night, man. And I look forward to keeping in touch with you, brother.
I always will do. And as always, go Bulls.
Go Bulls.
You at the red.